Welcome to this month's special guest interview.
This month, I'm very pleased to have Stuart Brown as my special expert guest. Stuart Brown, president and owner of EHN, pronounced N, Incorporated, has been in the complementary health industry for over 25 years. Stuart began in the natural products industry as a sales representative, which led him to open his own vitamin store, Supplements Plus, in Toronto in 1986. After being approached by nutritional researcher and product developer Sam Gracie, Stuart began distribution of the award-winning Greens Plus in his retail stores in 1996. Due to the success of this venture, the decision was made to concentrate on distribution. Stuart sold the Supplements Plus stores in the summer of 1998 and renamed his company EHN Incorporated, or N Incorporated. Since then, many new and innovative products have been developed and launched by Stuart to distribute along with Greens Plus. Stuart's extensive experience and commitment to the natural health industry is widely recognized. The Canadian College of Naturopathic Medicine acknowledged this contribution by awarding Stuart with an honorary Doctor of Naturopathic Philosophy degree in 2001. Stuart obtained his degree in economics from the University of Western Ontario and has also served on the board of directors for the Canadian Health Food Association. Stuart's dedication and desire to encourage the development of the industry, both by supporting natural health education and by developing and researching unique, new, effective, and safe supplements, ensures he will continue to be a prominent influence for many more years to come. Hi, Stuart. Welcome to SNU.
Hi. Thanks for inviting me.
So, Stuart, you've been involved with the health food and natural products industry for well over 25 years. Did you know while studying economics in university that you wanted to work in the natural health field? And maybe you can tell our listeners how or why you got involved in the first place.
When I first started, it was more of a job, and I find it hard to believe that it's actually 25 years now, because I don't know. It makes me feel old when I hear that. But really, it was more of a job when I first got into it. And I was a sales rep, and my territory was basically Western Canada. And as I traveled and got to know the industry a little better, I realized it really was making a difference in people's lives. And I had quite a few health problems at the same time back then. I had suffered from sort of chronic fatigue and, well, what is known now as chronic fatigue. And I had weekly or two or three times a month, I had quite severe migraines. So I wasn't in the greatest health. So in many ways, it was sort of a blessing to fall into this industry. And as I traveled across Western Canada, I realized there was a lot of amazing stores out there that were doing things that were making a real difference in people's lives. And what I've really loved or learned from this industry is the more I learn about stuff, the more it helps myself, and it's helped me become quite healthy. And it's also helped me to, the more I learn, it helps me to help other people. So it's sort of a wonderful industry to have fallen into.
So from the outside, say the mainstream, and being very objective here, you talked about having some initial health problems. What changes did you make that had such an influence on your personal life?
A lot of the very beginnings ones were simple things like giving up milk. And I think I lost 20 pounds without, I was never heavy, but I was as a child, but I was always sort of, that little puffy, it's hard to describe, but it was just, there was this layer of puffiness. And I gave up milk and, without doing anything else, I lost 20 pounds. A lot of it was changing of the diet. A lot of it was just getting the organs, the liver and the gallbladder and things like that from a Chinese medicine perspective. And that's where a lot of sort of migraine problems come from. So a lot of it was just getting the body functioning, the way that it really, really should. So I think a lot of it was, the biggest thing was cleaning up the diet.
So based on your own personal experience, you're convinced that the merit of our industry is true?
Oh, no doubt. No doubt at all. It's just made such a huge difference in my life, and I see it within my three kids, my three boys. It's hard to eat perfect, but we eat very well, and I can see the differences. And I can see the difference when, you know, you eat well and you exercise and how the body responds so quickly. And, you know, you compare that with people that don't eat well and exercise two or three times as much and don't get the benefits. It's a lot harder.
Agreed. Now, you know the industry from the ground up. You, as you mentioned, worked as a sales rep and traveled throughout the country. You also worked as a retailer. You built the store. You worked inside the box, so to speak.
Yeah.
Coming into the industry for the first time, what kind of advice would you give somebody, and what are some of the difference between the two forms of working on that level?
They both have their benefits, and they both have. When I was a retailer, I absolutely loved it because I could see on a daily basis you were making a direct impact on people's lives, and you're making a direct difference for people. And you could see them as they came back, and you know they were getting healthier or things were getting better. You know, it was funny, when I was a retailer, I realized that a lot of people don't even realize they're getting better. You know, they'll come in one week and they'll say, you'll give them a few things. They'll complain about energy and not feeling well, and you'll give them a few things, and they'll come back in a month and say, you know, well, I'm not really feeling better. But then you probe them, and you know the healing is a slow thing. So a lot of times, you know, you mention, well, you're complaining about energy. Are you as fatigued? And they'll go, well, not as much as I was then. You're helping making a difference. And I think a lot of people, as they're getting healthier, they don't even realize that they are until they're sort of, you know, there's a point where it's a sort of slow, gradual difference. And a lot of people don't realize it until they sort of take note and think about how they were a few months ago. But when I was in the retail level, it was that making a difference in, you know, in a daily way in people's lives. And as an account rep or in the wholesale level, you don't get that. It's more of an abstract. You're helping a larger, you know, you're helping a lot more people, and you're talking with retailers, so you're the one step removed. The benefit is you get to, you know, touch more people's lives, but it's not, you don't get that sort of feeling immediately back of the helping people on the daily basis. And what I've tried to do with the experience of the both is marry the fact that we've got to make products that make a difference and products that are relatively easy for people to take. And, you know, try to put the tools there for the retailers so that they can communicate it to the public well.
Now, looking back to 1986 when you first opened your Supplements Plus store, can you see any differences that have occurred in the industry at large, today?
Just the wonderful consumer awareness. The education is so much higher for the average person, even though it's not nearly where it needs to be. I love the fact that when I opened my stores in 86, I had quite a few people telling me, you know, that why are you opening a store like that? Don't you know the trend has passed, the wave? You know, that was a bubble, or it was just a fad, and that's over. And I love thinking back to all the people that told me that when I opened the store, and look at the difference of, you know, people today and how much more conscious and how much more aware they are and accepting of getting healthy. And I don't remember the last time I was called a health freak. And when I, you know, back in 86, that was quite a common term. Nowadays, more people are just interested in learning and finding out stuff. So they're quite excited. They you know, it's no longer a taboo.
No, one time it was something we had to defend, and now it's something that we're proud of.
Yeah, exactly. It's just so nice because people don't want to just, you know, they used to call you health freak to try to make fun of you, and now they just want to know and learn and get more educated for themselves.
Now, N is more commonly known to many consumers as Greens Plus. Can you share the vision of N and what that means to you?
Yeah, what's really important to me is making a difference in people's lives, and it's creating products that work. And I think I have a very similar, or we have a very similar philosophy to your vision, and that is, we really believe that if you have a well-nourished, lean body, you are on your way to either having a healthy body or creating a healthy body. And what we're trying to do is we're looking at it from a holistic approach. So we're not saying that And there's no, and I'm not saying, I'll use an example of CoQ10. We're not saying that CoQ10 is bad for the heart, but if we have a heart problem, a lot of what we've moved into our industry is looking at natural products allopathically. And what we're trying to do is step back and say, okay, you can use that CoQ10 if you have a heart problem. You know, CoQ10 is good for the heart, but let's take a step back even further, and let's make sure you're getting all the nourishment your body needs to help your body create the CoQ10. So we're trying to, you know, with the Greens Plus, we have a product that provides the polyphenols, and it provides a whole bunch of nutrients to the body. We also have products that, like the O3 Mega line of products, that helps to provide the fatty acids. So what we're saying, if you get the building blocks in there of the phytonutrients, the multivitamins, the fish oils, the proteins, then you're giving the body a lot of what it needs. So we're trying to nourish the body on the one hand, and then have products that help to create a lean body. So we have the Abs Plus, the Lean Plus, and products like that. So we're trying to say, instead of looking at your CoQ10 because you have a heart issue, let's take it a step back. Let's try to get you a well-nourished body. Let's try to give you some things that will help you give a leaner body, and hopefully that will take care of a lot of your issues.
Now, Greens Plus was originally developed by Sam Gracie, and he is definitely on your team, and Greens Plus is everywhere. Why do you think Greens Plus is so popular, and why do so many people use it, and why has it just shaken the industry like thunder?
I think the biggest thing goes back to, you know, you take your vitamin E capsule and you take it, and it's in over 5-10 years, it definitely makes a difference. Greens Plus over a week or two makes a difference. So I think in a lot of ways that direct effect that people get gets them back to the product. I think in a lot of ways also a lot of people's diets have been very deficient in the polyphenols. And I think it makes quite a difference. It's more of a living entity than, you know, the vitamins and minerals. And don't get me wrong when I say that, because the vitamins and minerals are of course extremely important. But I think more of the alive food gives the people makes them feel better. And we just published a study which was done with Heather Boone from the University of Toronto, where we took 108 women, we put them half in placebo and half with the Greens Plus, and it showed that it significantly increased people's energy and people's general well-being. So we've got the research now from the U of T showing that people feel a difference mentally and physically. They have more energy, they have more well-being. And then we have another study that's going to be published later in the fall that is going to show that it's increasing a whole bunch of antioxidant levels in the body. It increases glutathione, it increases a whole bunch of thiols. So what I think people are noticing with Greens Plus is they're not only feeling, you know, internally things are working better, and the protection is there, but they're also getting that immediate benefit of increased energy and increased general well-being. So it's sort of a perfect thing for people, because they take it, they generally, not, you know, I'm not saying 100% of the people, but generally a significant amount of the people notice an energy increase when they take the product.
Now, what about for someone who's never used Greens Plus, or maybe even doesn't know what it is? How would you describe the product to them?
Like eating 6 large organic salads, you're getting the antioxidant capacity of that. So it's a good insurance policy from not eating, you know, from, unfortunately in our society today, not eating enough vegetables, enough fruits. And it's also at the same time giving you some, we have some adaptogenic herbs in there that help to balance out the body. So it's comes in capsules and powder. And it's a nice sort of morning drink to get you going.
Is that how you do you recommend adding the powder to a solution or blend it into a protein drink?
Yeah, I myself love it with Vanilla Proteins Plus, so I take it in the morning, Greens Plus and Proteins Plus. Some days I take the Greens Plus before I work out, and then I take it together with the protein after I work out. Or some days I just work out with, you know, with water, and then take it after workout, and it gives a nice little jolt of energy, and it also, as I say, nourishes, you know, very much nourishes the body.
Isn't chlorophyll a very significant component of the product?
Yeah, very much so. And that's what gives it the nice, you know, the extremely bright color.
And that's coming from spirulina and chlorella and the different barley grasses and things?
Exactly.
So it's really a multi-blend. It's kind of like a food supplement, isn't it?
Yes, very much so.
And then it's reinforced with botanical extracts and on it goes.
Exactly, adaptogenic herbs, which, you know, which significantly help with the energy also.
Yeah, Greens Plus has really made an impact, and it's a very, very positive product. So for everyone out there who hasn't tried it, by all means, go for a spin on this thing, and it's great to have some clinical research coming out to validate the claims that are being made about the product, and I can say for one that it has really helped a lot of people. Now, your company, Stuart, is devoted to helping people get lean, and you're very supportive of training and exercise. You train yourself.
Yeah.
What other products that do you manufacture that would be of benefit to, say, athletes who are working out, going to the gym, or playing sports?
The Greens Plus, of course, for the energy, but I would also say we have another product where we mix the Greens Plus with protein, so it's Transform Plus, and it comes with 10 grams of whey protein and 10 grams of soy protein, and it's a great product for getting the Greens Plus with the protein. We also have Proteins Plus, which is a high alpha lactobumin protein. And it's, of course, you know, I don't think I need to go on in this of the benefits of, you know, getting more protein after working out. We have come out with O3 Mega Fit, which is a version, which is a combination of EPA DHA fish oil with borage oil for GLA. And it's a great thing for someone working out because the omega-3s are very much burned for energy. And this is just when you're working out, you burn through them quite quickly. So for anybody dieting or anybody working out, it's a great way to get a nice balanced formula. We also have a product, Nutrilean Plus, which is a meal replacement. And for people trying to to reduce their calorie intake, there's a lot of good research on meal replacements helping for people to lose weight and getting it again in a very balanced a way that is, you know, very rich in nutrients. The Abs Plus and Lean Plus are, again, for, you know, people that are working out who need the extra, you know, who are also trying to shed a few extra pounds. Abs Plus is CLA and green tea, so it's got a lot of nice antioxidant properties between the two. There's a CLA has some good research for anti-cancer properties, as does green tea. But the nice benefit for it with the CLA is in human trials, it looks good for, and there's some good clinical research on it for abdominal weight loss, and that's where we came up with the name Abs Plus.
So you've got quite a range of products.
Yeah.
Greens Plus seems to be the staple food of which you can surround these things.
Exactly. We sort of see it as the center of the universe. So, you know, first of all, you need that nourishment. You need that strong, you know, the polyphenols. You need we have the Greens Plus Multi Plus, which is Greens Plus with a multivitamin. And in the multivitamin, you're getting 500 milligrams of calcium, 300 milligrams of magnesium. So you're getting good dosage of nutrients. You're getting 50 milligrams of all the B, and that's in one single serving, one scoop. So in a very simple way, we're trying to make it easy for people to get super nourishment. And we're trying to build it around that being the center of the universe. You know, that lean, well-nourished body is going to be a healthy body. And that's sort of the core message that we're trying to drive home to people.
Now, you can find your products in health food stores across Canada. Are there any other ways to get these products?
Yeah, we're also in some drugstores and in some grocery stores across Canada also. We, largest chunk of our business is through health food stores.
And when someone walks into, say, a drugstore or a major department store and doesn't have the service or the person in there to help them answer questions, is that a hindrance at all to buying the product?
It is, and definitely is in one way. In another way, there are, you know, unfortunately, in the reality of things, there are people that shop those stores which will never shop in a health food store, or it's just not the way, you know. In the West, you have a lot more crossover shopping than you do in the East. So it is bringing these products to a larger base, and it's making more people aware of them, which actually ends up in a lot of familiarity helps people move into that and move over into the health food stores. So they're familiar with the products and they see the products around, and then they'll see them in health food stores. That makes it more of an opening place for them to go to.
I guess your goal as a manufacturer is to expose as many people as possible to the value of the products that you have.
Exactly.
Because your vision is to help people get well.
Yeah, and that's to help everyone, where they choose to shop, and most of the health food stores are doing a good job, so people will choose to shop in them if they have the, with the selection and they have the good products.
Is there anything that you'd like to see change within the health food community, comparing it, say, to orthodox medicine or the more corporate affairs going on within the drug community or, say, Fortune 500 companies?
I think one of the things is just for us to feel more proud of what we're doing. We are doing such great stuff. It's for us to do more and more studies, and we're going to be putting a lot more money behind doing more research. We have a few other studies sort of ongoing at the moment with the University of Toronto. And I just think what we need to do is to prove, we have over the years, but is to do more studies proving what we already know. One of the reasons we did the study with U of T is because we were getting so much feedback from people taking our product that it was increasing energy. And I think what we need to do is more of the research to prove to people these products do work. I think what you're doing is a huge component, is that education. I think, we need more and better educated people. And the more we do that, the easier it'll be for everyone. The more people we get taking the right products and the products that are making a difference, it just is going to make all of our lives easier and get to our end goal of making it a healthier Canada and a sort of healthier world.
Now, N is an official sponsor of the Certified Sports Nutrition Advisor Education Program. What are your thoughts on this program and just education in general for the industry and for the consumer?
Again, it's just really getting back to that. It's absolutely wonderful because it's helping to make, I really do believe it helps people make a difference in people's lives in a better way. Again, getting the right products and, into the right hands. Understanding, it helps people understand what the good products are and what the, what the benefits are to them. And I honestly can't say enough about how that is such a critical factor in making a difference and making our industry grow.
How do you think we compare here in Canada to, say, other countries in the health food sector?
It varies. I haven't done a ton of international travel, but I think we should be extremely proud of ourselves of what we're doing here. I'm a big supporter of the Natural Health Products Office here. I really do think we're doing some amazing stuff. And in some areas, I really do think we're leading the world in what our stores are doing. There's some great stores that are giving out great information and great education, and I think we should be proud of that.
Now, as a manufacturer, you're directly influenced by regulations that Health Canada sets out, and we have a new Natural Health Products Directorate. Are there any changes that you'd like to see in regulations in Canada so that maybe you could have more freedom in, say, product formulation, or are you happy with things the way they are?
I'm really happy with the way I believe things are going to work out. It is sort of a fluid thing right now. Like, I do believe it will help to level the playing field for a lot of manufacturers. We're already exceeding what the new regulations are going to require for quality control. And I think it's going to help us have a level playing field so that, our competitors are also doing things to that standard. Because I have heard it many times that, well, it's a product in the health food store, it's got to be a good product. And unfortunately, I don't think that's always the case. And I think what this will do is I think it'll help make our industry stronger. I think it'll give us a lot more credibility. And I think it'll take a lot of, it'll take away some of, the products that really don't have any science to back them, and that they're more hype and more marketing than they are actually science. There are products out there, I think even more so in the States than Canada, but there are products out there that are definitely more hype than reality. And I'm hoping this will help cut through that and help make it easier for the consumer to find the good products.
Now, Anne supports many charitable activities, and you're a member of Canada's Imagine group of companies. Can you tell us about the Change Canada Charitable Foundation and the Power of the Penny program?
Yeah, it's a program where we donate a penny from every bottle that we sell. And it may not sound like a lot when you say a penny a bottle, but it adds up quite quickly. And what the association is trying to do is promote the fact that a little difference does start adding up, and it can add up to make quite a difference in people's lives. And we believe very wholeheartedly that part of making this a better society is donating to causes we believe in and helping to support things such as the Power of a Penny program.
Now, these charities that you contribute to, how are they affecting people's lives? Like, are there special groups that receive the monies?
When we added up our pennies from the bottles, that helped to go build a kitchen and a women's shelter, and helped to set up a kitchen so they could start learning how to make more nourishing meals. So there's charities like that I feel very, very good about, and I'm very pleased to see happening. It was a women's shelter where they just weren't getting any nutrition, and our contribution has helped to make a difference in that.
That's outstanding, Stuart, and admirable. Well, okay, that's great. So our time is gone. The time just flies by as always, and thanks for a great interview, Stuart. The insight you provided from a man who's really worked or milked the industry from every possible angle, from a sales rep, accountant, management point of view, from manufacturing, from a retailer. I think you're really doing an outstanding work, and it's good to see the products growing and the company growing and the lives of people being enhanced, which is your mission. Now, I know our listeners would like to get more information about N and Greens Plus and the products that you distribute. Do you have a website they can go to?
Yeah, greenspluscanada.com.
Okay, so that's greenspluscanada.com. Check it out. I was just there this morning. There's lots of information, and I'm sure that all of the research data that you're collecting will be available. I think that you can also find out where seminars and activities on behalf of Greens Plus are occurring across the country.
Thank you.
Thanks again, Stuart, for taking the time to participate as our special expert guest on this edition of SNU. And we always ask our special guests for a special word of inspiration, maybe some advice. Would you care to share a final word?
To me, it's just a wonderful industry to be in, and that the fact that we should feel very proud of the work we're doing and the changes that we're making and the difference, again, going back to that, I've been in the industry 25 years, the difference we've made and, people's lives across the country. It's wonderful.
Stuart Brown of N Incorporated, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
This concludes this edition of Sports Nutrition Update. We hope you have enjoyed the topics discussed and our special guest interview. SNU is produced monthly and is a division of Holly Health Services, located in Burnaby, British Columbia. For details regarding subscription, please visit CoreyHolly.com. This is Doug Austin, wishing you the very best of health and fitness for life.
Representing lifestyle. New way of life. Listen. It's SNU. Sing along, it's true. Yo, coming through straight. Malik with Sports Nutrition Update. Prolong your life. Live long, stay strong, for it won't be long till your time is gone. So I sing this song to pass on wisdom. Hit us up at CoreyHolly.com. Love your life, live right, things will be alright. Knowledge is key, just follow our lead. You'll see ya changing heart and health, which leads to wealth and higher self-esteem. Follow your dreams and see. Follow your dreams and see.